AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Boxing Day preview. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined on the line by 19-time champion jockey AP McCoy to look ahead to a Christmas cracker of a card at Kempton Park. Firstly, AP, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Looking forward to Christmas.
Yeah.
It's always a good time of the year, lots of good racing. And obviously, I'm married with kids, so that's probably more important at the moment.
Yes. Is it your young'un's first Christmas this time around?
Archie is about 19 months, so it's kind of the first one he'll probably remember, you know.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Good stuff. Before we get stuck into the Boxing Day racing, AP, just want to say congratulations. You were crowned Jump Jockey of the Year 2013 and 2014 at the Leicesters on Monday evening and also picked up the ARC Jump Jockey special recognition for passing 4,000 winners. It's a tremendous accolade.
Yeah, it is. And obviously, it's an award that I think is even more special. The fact that it's voted for you by your peers and your colleagues and for me, there's no greater accolade than that.
Yeah, good stuff. Congratulations. And I also see you went to the William Hill World Darts Championship this week. Are you a darts fan?
Yeah, fantastic atmosphere. I would advise any sports fan that likes sport to go to the darts. One of the best nights you'll have. We had great fun and looking forward to going back again. I'm going to the final, so I look forward to that.
Yeah, you're presenting the trophy to the winner, aren't you? Who do you think will win this year?
Yes, very kindly, William Hill are letting me present the trophy. I know that Michael Van Gerwen's a big racing fan, so I would, be very happy if it was him. Obviously, I've met Phil Taylor on numerous occasions, and I think for what he's achieved in darts is extraordinary. And obviously, I think either one of those two, I think it'll be between the two of them.
Okay, good stuff. Let's get stuck into the business end of stuff then. Let's get looking at the racing and fantastic car to look forward to at Kempton, AP. It's always a great time of year, isn't it, Boxing Day for the racing fan?
Yeah, very much so. You know, all the good horses coming out. The King George is one of those, one of those big four races, as you'd think. The Champion Hurdle, the Champion Chase and the Gold Cup. I think the King George definitely fits into that bracket, you know.
Yeah, and we'll move on to that shortly. The first race at Kempton, though, is the 12:50. We start here with the William Hill in the App Store Novices Hurdle, which is a Class 2 event over 2 miles. It's your first ride of the day, AP, as well. You're on board Jolly Allen for Harry Fry and in those JP McManus silks. He arrives here chasing the hat-trick after convincing wins at Extra and Newbury. Very impressive at Newbury as well. Do you like his chances here?
Yeah, he was a smart enough bumper horse. He's after winning his two novice hurdles at Exeter and at Newbury. He said he was very short price at Newbury. This will be a much more of a test for him this time, that's for sure, with a few notable runners. Sempre Medici was very impressive when winning at Cork on his only start over hurdles. Obviously, William Mullins, a ray of talent in the novice hurdlers. So it's interesting that he's bringing this one over to bolster the squad. So he's going to be the obvious danger. Arzal is one of a novice hurdle at Kempton last time, was pretty smart and beating West Wizard. He's not too bad either. And then there's a few others, the likes of Bring It Home Minty and John Ferguson, a horse, Zip Top, that was a very decent two-year-old a few years back. So, yeah, but hopefully Jolly Allen's up to winning, but there's no doubt we should be frightened of the Willie Mullins horse.
Okay, that's the first race then. The second is the 125. This is the William Hill. Download the app Novices Limited Handicap Chase. It's a Class 3 event over 2.5 miles. A new team up with Mick Shannon here on Knock House. Made a winning chase debut at Fakenham, but weakened in the closing stages over 3 miles at Cheltenham last time. So are you expecting better dropping in trip here?
Yeah, hopefully the 2.5 miles will suit him. He obviously faded away last time at Cheltenham behind King's Palace in a good 3 mile novice chase. So, as you said, hopefully dropping him back to 2.5 miles here will hopefully help him. Of the others, I suppose River Meek is one of the obvious ones. Was a little bit disappointing, to be fair, last time at Kempton when beat at 4-9 behind Tango de Gilly. So there's no doubt he needs to improve. I suppose the others that you'd like, obviously, Cat Gary of Paul Nichols is ran in the Greatwood last time, having a go over fences this time round. There's another one in Stellar Notion of Tom George's. He won quite well last time when he won at Leicester. So I'm thinking River Meg is probably the one we've got to beat, but hopefully and Knockhouse is definitely got an each way chance.
Great. An each way chance then for Knockhouse in the 125. The 2 o'clock is the third race on the card. This one is the first Grade One of the afternoon. It's the Courtauld Star Novices Chase in memory of Nigel Clark, which was the Feltham Grade One over 3 miles. And some nice prospects in here: Safir Daru, Virac, Kernigree, and the like. All nice types. You ride Warden Hill as well, who got off the mark with an easy success at Fakenham last time. Not really much of a race though, only a 3-runner event, and he probably need to step up. Do you think he's capable of mixing it with the others in here?
Hopefully he's keeping it mixing, but he has got to step up a lot, there's no doubt. You know, even both the Paul Nichols runners, Safir Daru and Virac, were both very impressive winners last time. Obviously, Safir Daru was a very high-class hurdler. I suppose people, you know, the unseeded first time at Newbury was very good last time at Exeter, looked very polished. And Virac won one at Doncaster. Of the others, Sausalito Sunrise was beaten far enough, I thought, by King's Palace last time at Cheltenham. Couldn't agree, was a good winner at Newbury, but having not ran for a long time, you'd be a little bit worried about the bounce factor here. Safir Daru is the one they've all got to beat. He's a very smart-looking horse.
Okay, Safir Daru, the one to beat in the 2 o'clock. The 2:35 is race 4 on the card. This is the WilliamHill.com Christmas Hurdle, a Grade One over 2 miles. And Fourheen, still unbeaten, won the Neptune at Cheltenham last year and the Irish Champion Novices Hurdle at Punchestown last term as well. An impressive winner on reappearance at Ascot in a Grade Two there. Undoubtedly the one to beat, but there are some nice other horses in here in opposition, the likes of Irving and Your Ride Purple Bayou's second highest rated in the race. There's the potential of sign of a victory in there as well. It's a race I'm really looking forward to, AP.
Yeah, very much so. Obviously, as we said, Fahim won well when he won at Ascot over 2 miles 3. He's a very smart horse. He won over 3 miles at Limerick this time last year. He dropped back to 2.5 to win at Neptune and then 2 miles to win at Punchestown. I think his form is very, very solid, and I think he's a worthy champion hurdle favourite at the moment. The others all have to step up. Irvine was a good enough winner of the Fighting Fifth, but this is a step up again. And Sign of a Victory won a good handicap hurdle at Ascot. Again, that was a handicap. Sergeant Rectus was a decent novice hurdler last year. I was second on him at the entry to Justice Hill. And My Ride Purple Bay was a good winner at Wincanton last time. I think Fahim's won the beat. But I actually think that Purple Bay is the one that is most likely to chase him home.
Okay, just give you the betting, because we do have betting on site at the moment as well. Non-runner money back with Fourheen, the 4-9 market leader. 4-1 for Irving. Sign of a Victory, 7-1. 14s for Purple Bay. Blue Heron, 33s. And Sergeant Reckless, also 33-1. If you think that Purple Bay is likely to follow him home, AP, you can still get a nice each-way price at 14-1.
Yeah. As I said, his run at Wincanton, I don't think it was any fluke. Irvine fell at the last beside him. I don't think there was much between them, so I think he's a lot better value than Irving is to follow him home. So I took a chance on Purple Bay, but I think Fahim's the one to beat.
Okay. The 3:10 at Kempton is the big race on Boxing Day. It's the William Hill King George the Sixth Chase, a Grade One over 3 miles, and the betting looks like this. Silviniaco Conti, last year's winner, is 5-2 at the top of the market. 4-1 for Champagne Fever, Alpha Off Sixes, 7s for Q Card, Dynast Eights with Minora, and then 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. Silviniaco Conti, having been there and done it last year, is probably the one that's got least question marks to answer. There are a few question marks around the others, AP. So how do you see this year's King George going?
Yeah, I think Silviniaco Conti is very solid. I think he's actually quite a good price. And he improved dramatically from his first run at Weatherby to Haydock last time. He was a good winner last year in a strongly run race, which did suit him, to be fair. Slightly concerned that he might not get a stronger run race this time. But he's the best there in the race. Real good course and distance form. I think the others all have to step up. Champagne Fever was a good winner last time at Clonmel when he won. Again, he's stepping up a trip that might bring out some improvement in him. Alfaroff won well when he won at Ascot last time when he beat Somersby. And of the others, then you have Menorah, who's been very solid, was second to 78 at County last time at Haydock. With the ground drying up a little bit, that would suit him. Kilcard, well beaten at Haydock last time, needs to improve a lot. And I think then you're clutching at straws with the others. John Spirit, wishful thinking. I suppose Dynast could improve his Haydock run. I think it's very, very difficult to get away from Sauvignac O'Conti. I think all his form is there to see, and I think it's better than the rest of them. So I think Sauvignac O'Conti is the one for me.
Okay, Sauvignac O'Conti to win the William Hill King George then. And the final race at Kempton on Boxing Day is the 3:45. We finish with the William Hill Bet on the Move Handicap Hurdle, which is a Class 3 event over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. You team up with John Ferguson again here. You ride Arlem in the Lucky Last, so we'll start with the chances of him. Struggled on the last couple of outings, AP, but back down in grade. Do you see him being able to bounce back here?
Yeah, hopefully so. You know, as you said, he was disappointing behind Cup Final at Sandown last time. So he needs to improve up on that run. He's got plenty of weight for a 4-year-old as well, and what looks a very open and competitive handicap hurdle. I mean, there's a few interesting ones in here. Obviously, Ultra Diff of David Pipes was placed in Otoy a few times, having his first run here in this country. Very interesting, definitely very interesting runner. Interesting that David's starting him off at Kempton on Boxing Day as well. Obviously thinks a little bit of him. So I would definitely would be slightly concerned about him. I think he looks like a horse that's interesting. Foxtail Hill of Nigel and Davis has ran behind Peter de Rock last time at Cheltenham. This is an easier contest for him. So he's definitely got a chance. And there's a few others, the likes of Davron and Go West, young man, have a chance as well. I think the Pipe Horse is the one they've all got to beat here. I think Alternative is the one that we've all got to beat.
Okay, Alternative then. An interesting one in the Lucky Last at Kempton. Thank you very much, AP. Been a pleasure to speak to you again. Have a Merry Christmas and good luck at Kempton.
Thank you very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.